Hey guys, it's Tuesday, the 7th of April, and we find ourselves today in Mark chapter 13.
You'll find this passage or similar things to this passage in both Matthew and Luke. So all three of what's known as the Synoptic Gospels has this account in there. Now, this is a lengthy teaching of Jesus. Now, as I think about the long sermons that are recorded of Jesus, both this and the Sermon on the Mount, which starts in Matthew chapter 5, are both really long teaching times. But this one, instead of being called the Sermon on the Mount, this one is known as the Olivet Discourse. Now, Olivet has the word, obviously, olive in it. And the reason that it's called the Olivet Discourse is because Jesus taught this message just east of Jerusalem at a place that you may have heard of, the Mount of Olives, right? So this is the perfect setting for Jesus to teach because up on that mountainside, it oversaw the entire city of Jerusalem. So as we look at this passage today, this could be seen as very alarming to people, and this could be seen as very exciting to people because it's about the signs of the end times. So there's lots of prophecy that's referred to from the Old Testament here in the Olivet Discourse, but I just want to point out to you a few of the key points of interest of this passage. First of all, it references the destruction of the temple. So Jesus saying that the temple was going to be destroyed. Now, Jesus is giving actually a prophecy of something that we see happened about 40 years later. Jesus died somewhere around 30 AD, and we know that in 70 AD, in historical records, we see that the temple was completely destroyed. And so that's something that's interesting. And then he goes on to give a bunch of signs of the end times. So he's saying to his disciples, this is when people are going to know that the end is coming. Now, Matthew goes into some detail here, actually two different times, and he talks about the fact that there will be a lot of false prophets, a lot of people who claim to speak for God, but they're really not speaking for God. Either they aren't hearing from God and they're acting like they are, or they're very well aware and making up their own things here to pretend to be prophets. I think we've got to be really careful with this in our society today. If we jump back here to Mark 13, Jesus talks about the fact that in the end times there'll be lots of wars and nation against nation. Wow, does that sound like something going on now? That there would be massive earthquakes all over the earth? Again, we look back at the last 20 or so years and we see lots of this. And famines, a lot of people suffering from famines. We see that there will be persecution of Christians. Again, that's another one of those things that we look at the persecution of Christians today, worldwide, not just talking in America, but worldwide persecution is rampant. And in our own country, persecution of Christians is happening more and more all the time. And then Jesus refers to this thing called the abomination that causes desolation. And this is the Antichrist that he's talking about who will rise. He talks about lots of Antichrists, but the one Antichrist that we think of when we're talking about the Antichrist will rise to power and will develop a one world government. He will trick millions of people into following him. And we know that that's one of the signs that we're looking for in the end times today. Jesus references what we know as the Great Tribulation. And that's the 7 years of horror that the earth will endure at the end. And then finally, Jesus talks about the return
of Christ, the return of the Messiah, Jesus coming back. I want to point out verse 29 to you because I think this is one that a lot of people look at and they think, well, wow, maybe this isn't true because this didn't happen during their generation. In the NIV version, it says, Jesus said, "Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." I remember reading this a long time ago and thinking, well, Jesus is talking to these people as if it's going to happen during their lifetime. And then he says their generation will not pass away until all these things happen. And we haven't seen those things happen, all of them, even today. Well, if you look at that word generation and you look at alternate ways that this the word generation, or the Aramaic word for generation, the meanings that it could have, it could mean this race will certainly not pass away. The race being the Jewish nation. Okay, so don't let that confuse you when you're reading this today. And if you find yourself worried when you read this and scared, hopefully the next couple days will help ease that. Because here's the thing, if you're a follower of Jesus, you've got nothing to worry about. These are just signs showing that the prophecy of the Bible is true. I want that to encourage you. I will be back with you tomorrow to continue on in this particular subject.